a beautiful day.
Coming up next on WGNS, AM/FM online.
It'll be
It's the British voice, Carrie Boylan.
Yeah, baby.
Welcome into the second half hour here on WGNS as we continue the live and local conversation. Miss Carrie Boylan is in studio in her parka and snow gear.
Behave, Brian. Behave.
You went a little overboard this morning with the snow gear.
Well, you know, I mean, last week I brought in the sunshine, and my goodness me, it is raining out there. It is really nasty, actually, so be careful. It's that nasty.
What a difference a day or a week makes, I guess.
Well, you know, I'm hoping to bring a little sunshine into the hearts of the folks out there listening to me this morning. I am so excited, Brian. I have J-Rock. Janice is in the house, Janice Rockman. She is a DNJ columnist, career and life coach, wife and mother. And, of course, Maridel Williams from Doors of Hope sitting right next to me here. We're going to talk about being a godmother. But before we get started with our fabulous guests, I just need to make a couple of announcements myself. As you all know, last Saturday was the Zumbathon to benefit Project Help, and it was amazing. I have to thank Dance Murfreesboro, VIP Magazine, Missy Melhorn from the Olympus Athletic Club, and Michelle Palmer from Michelle's School of Dance, the Zumba instructors that just led the dance and got them all coordinated, all the instructors and the ladies that showed up to dance. We had a great time. Zumba really rocks. I can't thank you enough on behalf of Project Help. $1,200 raised in just 2 hours. Unbelievable. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So I just want to turn to Ms. J-Rock.
Hello, darling. Happy Friday.
Thank you, darling.
It is so good to be in the house.
God, it's taken a while.
It has, a year. But that's okay. Who's counting?
We're not. Just
it's
whiz
the present
by.
Moment. We're just embracing the moment.
Yeah, your moment was you just had a baby.
I know. Our second baby, Joshua William Rock Rockman. He's so little. And
how
cute,
cute.
And sweet.
Everybody seems to be having babies. It's a good time.
I think it's contagious. So.
Not in this house. It's not.
Not everybody.
Yeah. No,
thank you, Maridel.
Okay.
We're good.
You guys are immune.
But we also have to say that your father, Earth Rockman, is in the house. He's going to say hi.
Yes, and he's actually a LaGreen, which is my maiden name, LaGreen. Okay. Earthel LaGreen, my dad, who's a third generation entrepreneur and philanthropist and all this great stuff.
Good morning, everyone
Guy
out
Day.
There.
Yeah, he's on my Guy Day Friday by proxy. Thanks for coming in and stepping up, Earth.
Not a problem. Glad to be here.
We're glad to have you in the house. And June is also standing in the studio watching her daughter and I and Maridel having conversations, which is really what it's all about. Just a little conversation about what's going on in our community. Yeah. And I thought maybe, Maridel, you were just on a few weeks ago. I can't remember when. Mm-hmm. But talk to us a little bit about specifically, give us an overview of Doors of Hope, and then let's get into the meat of what we're here to talk about today.
Always glad to talk about Doors of Hope. We are an agency a couple of years old that is seeking to provide reentry help for women and men exiting corrections in our county. We are one of the few I wonder sometimes why we ever chose this path, but then again, knowing for sure the calling. But sometimes when the path gets a little rocky, you think, oh, I know now why not too many people do this. But Doors of Hope is extremely excited to be called to do what we do, to help people get their lives back in order, back together after a period of incarceration.
So what's interesting is, you know, my friend J-Rock here, she, among all the things that I talked about, why don't you focus on a little bit about what you do? And you'll be surprised how much it ties into the goals of what Maridel has. It's kind of great. Cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's really great that we both got a chance to come and visit with you today at the same time. Right. And I don't think that there's ever really any accidents, but just kind of a divine appointment. So I'm actually a certified life coach and a journalist. And the work that I do in magazines and newspapers is all around personal development, professional development, and just really learning to really embrace your life and make the best of your life, the life that you have, make your best life today. And so with that, my husband Rock and I do lots of relationship work, and with that we talk about communication, we talk about changing your self-image, we talk about letting go of limiting beliefs and not no longer being limited by the opinions of other people. Oh my goodness, because so much of what we go through in life isn't really even about what other people are saying about us, but it's about what we're saying about ourselves and what we believe to be true.
Right.
And then that leads us down a course of action, because if we think about something long enough, that's sort of what we become. And I know that you see that in the work that you do, Meredith. Meridell, I'm sorry.
You're exactly right. Most of what we see as fundamental is trying our best to help build self-esteem in people who have obviously just been crushed beyond what their self-esteem can stand. So it's a joyful task and very rewarding when we see that begin to happen, as they see some things start coming back together and they begin to see the hope that really is available.
Yeah, because we say that there's a seed of greatness on the inside of every person on the planet, but it's our environment that determines that. So if there's a seed that's planted and it's not put in the right environment, then it's not going to flourish, or perhaps it may. And so, you know, every day the sun rises is a new appointment with destiny. It's a new opportunity to kind of rewrite our story. And it doesn't matter how we start it, but it's how we choose to finish.
Absolutely.
And I love that. And that is what really brings sunshine to any day, like you said. And of course, your infectious smile.
Well, people don't know my infectious smile. They can only hear it in my voice.
I know, but I have to try and illustrate it. They'll be like, they're here with us.
Thank you. So with that being said, I just would like Maridel to talk a little bit about one of the programs that we touched upon the last time, because there's lots of ways you can get involved with Doors of Hope. And why don't you talk a little bit about the Godmother program?
Well, glad to do that. The very basic way that people get involved with Doors of Hope normally is in this very entry-level area that we call Godmothering. This initiative is what really is the backbone that drives the organization. When we meet the women for the first time in the Correctional Work Center in a classroom setting, we'll have 12 to 15 girls sitting around a table. As we begin to talk with them about the program they've signed up to become a part of, we let them know what the benefits are, and you know, they're small in some ways, but huge in others. And one of the biggest ones is that we let them know that each of them will be linked with a caring woman in this community who will become not so much a mentor, because that's a scary word, but a godmother. And when you look up godmother, you notice that it's someone who actually used to be originally, I think, it was a person in a religious realm that would sponsor a person for baptism. Mm-hmm. So it's a person who just steps up, not necessarily related to you, but who takes a special interest in your life. And so that woman then becomes a very special person to that individual girl. She doesn't know her. They only know each other by first name, but the relationship begins as the godmother is trained and then writes a letter to the girl within the organization every week, and agrees to pray for that girl every day. The writing can be very, very therapeutic for the girl as she begins to be able to pour out life, whatever has happened, without any fear that there's going to be any condemnation or any criticism, or even we caution our godmothers in training, we don't even offer advice unless the girl asks for advice.
That's great.
So we don't, as one of my favorite volunteers in the organization, Mary Catherine Jordan, always says, we don't go around shouldn't on people. A lot of people have heard
go around what?
Shouldn't on people.
Shooting.
What is
don't
shouldn't?
Should on me.
Well, come on. This is
what is
you don't
should?
Want to should on somebody, do you?
Shun?
Should.
As in, we've had a lot of people tell us, well, what you should have done.
Oh,
or,
I see.
Or you shouldn't have done that. So we take an approach where we don't should on people.
I like that.
I love it.
Don't should on people.
I love it. It's a little edgy.
It's right out there on
the
edge.
Point.
You're right. But everybody understands it.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you have to explain it, but normally afterwards everybody says, I got that. I get that.
That's so great. And we talk about not shooting on ourselves. I should have been this by now. I should have done that. I should have married this person.
I should have the t-shirt.
We need to work on a t-shirt.
We need to work on a t-shirt. I think I should have.
I love
that's
that.
Me.
Godmothering. That's
yes.
great.
So
we've got some training coming up.
Sure. We have a training coming up on Monday evening at Doors of Hope, which is located at 302 East Vine. The training will take place in our conference room, and we'll train somewhere between 12 and 15 ladies to become godmothers. And then within a couple of weeks, we'll be assigning them their individual girl, because we're starting a brand new semester at the Work Center. And I'm telling you, there's some real excitement on both sides of that.
I know. I'm coming.
Yes. We're excited.
You are?
No, we are.
You're really excited to see me in there? Oh, dear.
It should be lots of fun.
How many folks have you got signed up?
There are 12 that are signed up at this point. Maybe a couple of stragglers, and maybe some that can't make it. But that's what we have signed up at this moment.
And what is your goal typically for these classes?
Well, just whatever. We want to make sure that we have all the girls covered.
So how many girls do we need covered?
I think we only had 11 in the class yesterday, but we also know that we have godmothers who are on the roster who have served before.
Okay.
That are just waiting their opportunity to serve again.
Wow.
So you can godmother more than once, and it's become a phenomenal part of this organization and so much fun.
Okay. Now, does it affect what I call the seriousness of your ministry, which is re-entry, and are they successful? Have you measured any of that yet?
Oh yes, we try our best, of course. If nothing else, our grant writing processes force us to keep good statistics to mm-hmm. track our girls, and of course, we want our agreement with them is we want to stay in contact with them for up to a year after
okay.
their release, because that's about how long it takes. I mean, it's a monumental task to rebuild a life in a year, much
right.
less anything less than that. So godmothers normally can stay in touch with that girl even after she's released if
mm-hmm.
they want. And some people's schedule does not allow that. So they can write a letter or pray for a girl while she's incarcerated. But once they're released, sometimes she can't walk as closely with her as a mentor might. So it goes to a new level then, just depending on the person's schedule and their availability.
I think it's a nice segue into that, mm. as you say, scary word, mentor.
Mm-hmm.
Because
right.
it's a huge responsibility to mentor
sure
someone that has chosen a particular life path.
Yeah.
I mean, you can probably allude better to
sure,
Jane
sure.
Brock. I mean, what piece of advice would you give me and
mm-hmm.
to, or even Maridelle, just a little nugget of
mm-hmm.
how do you redirect?
You know, so much of what we do and what we learn about life is through observation. And
mm-hmm.
Recently I was reading about a statistic that showed that 84% of our behavior is made up from what we observe.
Of course.
And the same for children. And the thing about habits and habits forming, which I didn't always know this, but it's not only emotional and intellectual, but it's also neurological.
Mm-hmm.
So we really literally have to do something called retraining our brain,
yes.
which is resisting that previous habit and then replacing it with
sure.
the better choice over and over again until it becomes subconscious or second nature. And so as a mentor or a godmother,
mm-hmm.
one of the best gifts that you can give them, Carrie, is being your authentic self.
Oh, well, yes, of course.
You well, know, yeah, because yeah. really when we try to put the image together that we have it so together and that we're quote unquote perfect,
mm-hmm.
it's actually scary to our mentees or to the people that are trying to aspire to change their lives, because they're like, man, I can't live up to this. But if you let them know, this is where I maybe made a choice that wasn't the best.
Absolutely.
You know, if you let them know, yeah, I'm not feeling my greatest today, but I'm going to work through it. It's going to get better.
Right.
You know, like I was teaching a class the other day and I had quite a morning and I was like, I'm life coaching myself. 90% of life is 10% of life is what happens to you. 90% is how I respond to it, you know,
yeah.
and they all laugh, but it was relatable.
True.
They're like, okay, I can relate to that.
Sure.
And so when we do that and we allow them the freedom to be who they are without
sure.
judgment and just a whole lot of love and just little gentle nudgings, it's a powerful, powerful connection. So I'm excited to see what you do over there and how these girls' lives are changed as a whole.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about seeing some positive changes too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you will see some positive changes.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is just something that you just have to keep doing
Certainly.
Over and over
Repetition.
And over
Certainly.
Again.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to go back to you saying about early behaviors.
Yeah.
I work in an environment at Project Help where we are doing early intervention because
mm-hmm.
it's proven that early intervention can change behavior.
Yeah.
And they carry these little friends just carried on, and they just are just wonderful over at
yeah.
Project Help, and we're so grateful to the community for continuing to support us. I can't thank WGNS Radio enough. I mean, they continually support Project Help. Not
yeah.
only did they help with the Zumbathon, but they just let me do this and let me talk about Project Help and run these advertisements free of charge. And I wouldn't be remiss without just saying, folks, you need to register for the Special Kids Race and Team Project Help. Yeah. We're out there. Mm-hmm. We got a team going. So I'd like to make a mention of that. But I know, J-Rock, that you've got to leave. And what time do you need to scooch out of here? Because you've got to do what? Why don't you tell the listening audience what you got to do?
Well, just before I delivered Josh, just before delivery, I booked one more little engagement. And this one is sort of like a webinar format. Mm. And that was, I told Carrie, I said, I booked this last year, so I've got to run out and do that. And I'm actually going to be talking about persevering beyond your comfort zone. So wow. I'm going to run out and do that in about maybe 6 minutes.
Oh, I mean, we're abundant.
We have more than what we need.
That's right. So you don't have to run out of here just quite yet.
No.
Getting close.
Getting a little close, but well, everything that needs to be said will be said, I think. So.
Well, you and I need to kind of bring it back around and talk about where we met. Was it, I know it was at Rutherford Cable, but who would you come to see speak? I have a feeling. Was it Dale?
I don't think so.
It wasn't Dale Thomas Smith.
No, I think it was State Farm. Was it the State Farm like VP or something?
Oh yes.
Yes, it was at the Country Club. The Rutherford Cable is an amazing organization for women, and I got to scoot out that morning, get Grace, who's our toddler, settled, and ran into Carrie, the British voice.
Oh. I wouldn't say that. I ran into J-Rock. I said, oh, you're the lady that writes the columns for the
DNJ.
She was
so cute. She doesn't mind if I do her impression. You're J-Rock? I love you, J-Rock. I said, I love you too. And we hugged, and here we are.
And here we are finally getting it together.
Yeah.
So that leads me to something else we probably need to talk about, which is... Rutherford Cable.
Yes.
I'm on their programs committee, and coming up on Tuesday, February the 12th, our breakfast meeting, which will be at Stones River Country Club, our keynote speaker is Dr. Ernest Rip Patton Jr. And of course, February is Black History Month. Mm-hmm. So being along those lines, his topic is going to be, will you get on the bus? And hear Dr. Patton's first-person account of his landmark historic role as a freedom rider in the early 1960s, when a group of courageous young people made history. And I've actually had the privilege of talking to him, and I got goosebumps. I mean, that is a guy that stood up for folks that can't stand up for themselves, and that's why Maridel's sitting next to me. She's representing that. She's an advocate. I'm an advocate. You're an advocate. Mm-hmm. But he's like...
Powerful stuff.
Oh, cool.
I know.
I'm so excited. So those of you that are interested, go to rutherfordcable.org and register. Find out about the organization. You know about the organization.
It's a great organization. And sometimes women, we can be so internal in terms of the way that we think. We're thinking that we're going through things on our own. We're thinking that we're trying to juggle things on our own, and that we have to be superwoman. And I like to say I have different capes, you know, in my house that I put on. I'm putting on this cape.
Well, you do.
You know, the journalist cape. Okay, now I'm going to be a professor. Okay, now I'm going to do this, do that. And you just kind of... But the thing about it is, when you, there's surety in numbers, and when you can be around other women that are women in the marketplace, women that are giving back,
right,
that are making an impact, that have families, that have friendships to manage, and realize that you can do it and do it well and enjoy it and be guilt-free, you know, oh my goodness, it's a powerful thing. So it's fun. You know, if you never were in a sorority growing up, or if you didn't have sisters, you need to come out to the cable meeting, because
exactly,
they really embrace you.
I got to say, you described it very well. I don't have sisters, but I don't have a sister, but I have sisters in Rutherford Cable.
Now they embrace you. You don't have that when you walk in, you know, what has she got on, and is she going to fit in here? They just immediately kind of come up to you and just literally either with a hug or with a warm smile. You have breakfast, and it's doing something to help empower yourself and just kind of get out and have fun.
Well, to me, it's like a palpable energy when you walk into the room, and I'm so excited that this Dr. Patton is coming to talk. I'm really excited.
He helped change history.
Yeah, he sure did. Him and a bunch of other people. Yeah. I mean, Maridel, it's a big deal, so we're excited.
I'm glad to find out.
Yeah. Well, growing up, we always heard stories about my dad, who marched in the Civil Rights Movement and marched with Dr. Martin Luther King, and they were put in jail for it, and it was just amazing hearing about it. It almost seems surreal. So that's going to be a great event.
I like to think so, you know. Earth is sitting back here. I know he's looking at me. I'm not letting him on the mic. I'm not letting him on the mic. I don't know if I'm ready for the overwhelmingness of actually sitting opposite somebody that marched with Martin Luther King. I'm already feeling a bit conflamped about the whole thing anyway.
There's plenty of time for that. There's always a future.
I know. I can't wait. I can't wait to hear his stories. Tell me a little bit more about, I think you two, Maridel and you, could get together. I think you two could maybe sort something out. Let me just tell our listening audience that J-Rock gives a lot back to the community. As well as us running into each other at Rutherford Cable, we ran into each other again at the Women's Initiative Council when we did the reading rally out in Cannon County. Do you remember?
Awesome, I do.
Do you remember? That was, how long ago was that?
That was I remember Grace and I were wearing green for for her Irish African-American heritage thing. So that must have been March.
that was on a
Saturday in March. And you were reading to the children and we were organizing stuff and books. And then the United Way is another organization that I absolutely love. And do some work with the Women's Council when I'm able to do that. It actually was in the fashion show when I was pregnant. So,
which fashion show? The Tangerine?
Yeah.
That reminds me, my friend Tracy Toy's coming on to talk about that.
That's coming up again, right?
I know.
That was a year ago.
I know.
Don't miss that, Murfreesboro. If you need a little piece of New York in your life, come to the United We Live fashion show. It's going to be great.
It's a lot of fun. Mm. It's a lot of fun. So there is a lot going on in the community, Maridel.
Sure.
Do we talk to our ladies that we write to, and do we talk to them about some of the things that go on in their community that they might be motivated about? Or
I think that's an excellent idea. Reintegration into Murfreesboro can be daunting, but how cool is it if you really wanted to attend an event like that, with maybe not feeling terribly confident about it within yourself, but you had a godmother to say, I'm going to that. Would you like to just go with me?
Yeah,
how
absolutely.
Cool would that be? So Ed, that's a great part of helping rebuild that self-esteem, getting back into the mainstream where you can feel good about yourself and, as you said, be embraced by your community. Nobody wants to hold these ladies down.
Right.
No.
We want to help them and we want them to succeed. So, and we really live in a wonderful community for helping to make that happen.
Well, it reminds them that we are not our past.
You're exactly right. Mm-hmm. And thank God for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, if we could just get everybody on board with that, we would be fine.
Well, we're working on
it. British voice is spreading the word.
Just trying to anyway. Tell me a little bit more about the actual results that you're getting. I know that you've had some things going on. You had just recently, I'm so sorry I couldn't make the graduation last Friday. Talk about how they just had a graduation.
We do four a year normally. At the end of a 13-week curriculum, we'll do another one. So you certainly haven't totally missed out on that. In April, we'll have another graduation, and your goddaughter will probably be graduating at that time. So I'm sure you'll make every effort to be there.
I will.
And so that's where you get to actually see that goddaughter face-to-face for the first time, and that's usually a very exciting
day. I remember going to one of the graduations and got a chance to shake all the graduates' hands. It was great.
Super.
Okay, guys. Well, I know you've got to get out of here, J-Rock. You got to get run out the door.
I'm going to go put my other cape on.
And we're going to
so
wrap
nice
it up.
Hanging out with you, though. Thanks
Come
for having
on, bring
me.
Dad up to the mic. Let me at least hear his voice.
Dad,
you can
green.
Go. Okay. Okay. All right, Earth, come on in.
Again, good morning again.
Murfreesboro, huh?
Good morning, Murfreesboro.
So what do you think of this fine town? Do you live here?
Yes, yes. I moved here, I think, I'm here 8 years now.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, we appreciate you being our guy day Friday. You bring a nice deep voice to the conversation. And Maridel, you know, I will see you on Monday evening.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Looking forward to it.
I do appreciate everything. Brian's back in the house, which means I've got to get out of his house. See ya.
Thank you.